Hey, Bridget.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on in your world?
Well, Big Joe can't be here right now because he's out on the street selling your CDs.
Yes, I got me a Street Fighter. It's awesome.
Have you ever been to this part of the country?
I've probably been to the part of the country, but just not that close, so I can't wait.
What kind of show can we expect?
You can expect put it this way, you can expect me to have a good time. So, hopefully, because I'm going to have a big old time up there, everybody else will too. My show is a very, I'd say, dynamic. It's kind of a roller coaster ride. You know, we'll come out rocking, and my band is really awesome, just rock and roll, and just hitting it hard and having fun. And then, man, I'll break it down to an acoustic, and I'll just play a couple of songs I wrote and some things like that. So, and then we'll rock it some more. So it's going to be a roller coaster ride.
All right. Sounds good. And you started playing the piano at 7?
My earliest memory as a human being was sitting at a piano. So I don't even know how old I was, but I know when I was 7, I played in church, Oh How I Love Jesus, in front of the whole church. That was the first time I performed.
And a lot of people don't know that you wrote for Garth Brooks.
I wrote one song for Garth, and it was a big song for me, and it really changed my life. It was called More Than a Memory. And then I've written some stuff for some other artists, Tim McGraw and Kenny Chesney and Jason Aldean and some people like that. So I've been really fortunate the last few years.
And you're going on tour with Jared Neiman.
Yep, Jared Neiman and I are going to tour together in the spring, and when that's over in the summertime, I'm touring with Willie Nelson and Jamie Johnson and Randy Houser, so that's going to be a big old time. And so we got a big year planned.
When you have a day off and you're doing nothing, what does Lee Bryce do?
Well, that's just it. I never, ever, ever get to do nothing. So when I have a day off to do nothing, I do nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
Sit on the couch, watch a good movie, relax. I never get to see my couch, so that's something I get to look forward to, coming home and spending some time there just chilling out.
And you don't feel guilty about it?
I do not feel guilty about it at all.
Pretty big feat. Love Like Crazy spent 56 weeks on the charts.
It sure did. And you know, when a song does that, that just means that many people heard it, that many more people heard it. And that's all we're trying to do, is get more people to hear our music and build a career. And so it's, to me, Love Like Crazy was the first big, huge step for me in starting a career. And hopefully one that lasts.
Well, thank you for taking the time to call us today. And again, Lee Bryce will be performing at Black Oak Casino Wednesday, January 26th. Wednesday, January 26th, he takes the stage at 8 o'clock.
Yes, you got it out. Hey, thank you so much, too. We'll talk to you later, okay?
All right, we'll see you Wednesday.